So my name is Sonia and I'm competing in Polish selections to Eurovision with Song Rumors. That's my new single and I'm so grateful that I have the chance to to participate, to show my music because I'm not only a vocalist but also a songwriter. And you are listening to Building Bricks podcast.
Take it away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Jan.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. Yeah, I think we're having a brand new bridge this season. This time we are building one all over to Poland, where we are talking to Sonia Masalik, is waiting for us in Poland. She's participating in the Polish national final this year with a song, Rumors. Don't listen what they say. We are so happy that we have a chance to announce her as her guest on our podcast.
This isn't new for you. You're already an established artist in Poland. And I was looking around and your single, Niemonic Nikomu, I hope I said it kind of right.
Yeah.
That just hit a million streams on YouTube. So congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
So what made you decide to try for Eurovision this year?
You know, I've been thinking about Eurovision, like not just for a year, but that's the thought that was with me for about a couple of years. And I've been trying like four times, you know, but I didn't make it previously. I don't know why. Maybe it was about the songs. Maybe it was just about the time where I was in. However, I think that now I've got, you know, that good, I'm in a good place and I've got a good song because I like the vibe of the song Rumors. And the funny thing is that Nie mów nic nikomu is also about rumors, but this is like the Polish version.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just like the Polish version. And now I've got the song Rumors in English. So quite a funny story, to be honest. Because when I released Nie mów nic nikomu, I thought, oh, that would be great to have that kind of, you know, English version of it. However, I didn't have an idea for this kind of music, for this kind of song. And like 1 year ago, when I was writing A Warrior that was selected 1 year ago for Eurovision, I wrote just one line of it, like, I've heard some rumors and I've heard some rumors. And I left that because I didn't have the idea to develop the song. And just a couple months ago, when Poland sent the information that they are opening the selection, so I decided to develop the song. And now here we've got Rumors.
It's fantastic. Like, in a way, as you're saying, it has such a nice story. But like, when you were growing up, like, what kind of artists were influencing you in a way to enter the music industry yourself? What was that main point, if you can remember?
You know, it's always hard to indicate just one singer or just one writer because, like, lots of producers, lots of writers, like, influence me as an artist. Like, for example, when I was young, I was watching Tina Turner, and I'm so obsessed, for example, with her biography, and I've watched a couple of times the movie about her and about her life. You know, for example, Max Martin, who's a great producer and songwriter, he was also like a role model for me. So I've always been interested in that pop industry, and when I was a young girl, I was watching performances on TV, and I said to my mom and to my grandmother that I want to be that girl and I want to stand there on that stage when I will be older. Yeah, so but you know, it's hard to indicate just one artist because I think that all artists, they've got like that X factor, and they are quite interesting and inspiring. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, and well, obviously it worked out because now here you are. You're one of very,
Yeah.
very few people who might actually get to go to Eurovision for Poland, one of Eurovision's biggest countries, obviously. So, how did TVP break the news? Have you known for a while, or did you just find out with everybody else?
I've just find out with everyone else because they've just sent open message to everyone that we are starting to the selections. So if you want to send a song, just do it. So yeah, and I've been thinking about that like 2 months ago before they announced that message that okay, so maybe I will prepare something. Yeah.
So they didn't give you any warning. You just found out with everybody else that your song got picked.
Oh no, that my song was picked.
Yes,
Oh
yes.
no. So I knew
Okay.
that. Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Oh, it's
So
okay.
no, I knew so that I got in the
Yeah.
selections. I got the message like 1 month before they officially
Okay.
announced that, and there was that one rule written that we are not allowed to say if we participate or not. So it was really hard for me, like, to keep it as a secret because in Poland, like the lists of the participants, I don't know how, but it was released before the official, announcement, and my fans and people were sending me some messages on Instagram, like, is that true that you got in, that you are, And I couldn't write that answer, that message, yeah, because it was forbidden. And it is like not me because I've got my social media, I've got my social media on my own. So I'm the one who's owning that and answering. So it was hard for me to not answer because that's not me. However, that I had to do it.
So there were rumors that you might
Yeah, there
be,
were rumors.
right?
So
And of
the song
course,
is actual word.
speaking of rumors, like let's talk rumors a little bit. Obviously, your
Okay.
song for, and I will so regret saying this, Wielki Finał w polskich kwalifikacji. Was it at least close to correct? Yeah.
Yes,
Okay.
it was correct. I know that it's hard to pronounce that.
Yeah, it is. So, in a way, what kind of special message is there behind the song? In a way, when you did it, that you said, that's the right song for me to go when you applied for it. What's the message behind it?
Like the message is very simple. Like, do not spread like some information that you are not sure of, because very often I like experienced that, for example, I read about myself really ugly things that people were writing, like that I'm fat, that I'm too short, that my makeup is wrong, that my hair is wrong, because I'm not the artist that is performing just like yesterday. Yeah, I'm the artist, and I've been performing like 4 years in TVP, so it is not my first time. And very often I've got that messages. Yes, I've read some nasty things about myself, and it wasn't like a good experience. It wasn't nice. So, and people were just judging me because they've heard something, because they saw something on the internet, because they've read a nasty article that wasn't true. People were saying that, for example, I must have a rich husband, that I've got my career, or maybe that I've got a rich parents. What is not true, because all the things that I do is just because I work hard, and this is the only reason for that. So, people sometimes can be cruel.
Oh yes. Oh, they can be. I can definitely agree on that. But the most important thing is that you're on top of that, cake and just, waving to everyone saying, you may think that way, but I'm still here. So this is why we root for you and we are cheering you on your way to
Thank
the
you.
national selection.
Yeah, so that's an interesting message. So how do you go about staging that? We don't know a whole lot yet about, or not much has been released publicly by TVP about what the show will look like. We assume it's going to be in a TV studio and
Yeah,
not in
on a
an
TV
arena.
studio.
So, like, how do you go about fitting that to make it look good on TV? So, do you bring ideas to them, or did they already have ideas when you started talking to them?
You know, this is just a cooperation. We both want to make it like a good show. So I've got the idea for the staging. I want to show that the world is not black and white, but the world is colorful, and that would be the main message if it comes to the visuals. And I don't want to say like too much because you know it must be a
No,
surprise,
don't ruin it.
like
No.
how it's gonna look like. But yeah, definitely, there will be some kind of the rumors will be showed on stage somehow using the colors and the dancers. There will be choreography, definitely. So, but I'm not gonna do the dance break. So, because someone asked me in the interview, are you gonna do the dance break? And I was like, no, I don't feel that that song has got a space for it. And I'm not a dancer, so you know that wouldn't be. I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. So yeah, definitely not a dance break.
No, and it's been done and it doesn't always work. So not every song needs a dance break.
Yeah, lately it felt like almost every single one of them needs one. But you know, anyway, speaking of other songs, did you have a chance to listen to the other competitive songs? Like, what do you think of the overall quality of the Polish competition this year?
I've been listening to songs, but just when I found out what the other finalists are, because I didn't know that previously, because that was a secret, you know. And I think that that this year we've got really good songs. Like there are different, and I think that when people will be watching the all of the performances, I think that they will find something for themselves. Like we've got lots of we've got some simple songs, there are some ballads. So, and my song is quite you know, it's like a dance song. So I think that the level of it is quite high, and I really like the other competitives. Yeah.
So you mentioned earlier that you've been submitting songs now for a while. So that must mean you're a Eurovision fan yourself, right?
Yes,
Yes.
definitely.
So how long
And
have you been watching, and do you have any memories or any favorite songs or artists that that come to mind when you think of Eurovision?
you know, every year I'm watching Eurovision, and I you know, really like the ideas that people got. Sometimes, you know, there are some serious songs and some great songs, some ballads, and sometimes there are some dance songs, and it's also very inspiring. I may say that I know that there were lots of critics about that, but I really like Israel's last year performance. I really like the song, and it was very enhancing if it comes to me. Previous year also Israel was quite good if it comes to Noah and the song Unicorn. So you know, every year I'm watching it and I'm trying to find something for myself. And even last year we've did with my friends something like this, that we've met together for a party and we've been writing on a card like points for each country. And you know, so every year like Eurovision, it's quite a good, like a very great event for me and for my friends.
It's
So this year
definitely.
I'm going to participate. So it's like wow.
It's like almost dreams coming true, you know, in a way
Yeah,
that
yeah.
you're watching from the other side of it, and
Yeah.
now we have a chance to do so. Yeah, of course. What's maybe I would say for all of the people who will be watching you on the national final, what is your final message? In a way, you can do it both in English and Polish because we also have a lot of Polish listeners who will be willing to listen to what are you saying to them in Polish.
So maybe I will start with the Polish, okay, if you
Sure.
don't mind.
Sure.
Więc swoim występem chciałabym pokazać, że świat nie jest czarno-biały, tylko świat jest kolorowy i każdy z nas jest inny, każdy z nas jest różny. I fajnie byłoby utrzymać ten balans w życiu, aby nikogo po prostu nie hejtować za to, jakim jest, i żeby żeby po prostu dać żyć wszystkim, żebyśmy mogli żyć wspólnie. Ja bym chciała w takim świecie po prostu funkcjonować i to będzie taka główna myśl, która płynie z tej piosenki. Czyli żeby nie plotkować, no bo wiadomo, jakie są plotki. Plotki są prawdziwe albo są nieprawdziwe i nie zawsze warto w to wierzyć, a już na pewno nie oceniać przez te plotki inne osoby. Okay, so I should translate now, I guess.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, so the main case is that I want to show that we shouldn't judge other people just of like because of the rumors or just because we've read something somewhere about them, because you know judging comes so easy. You know, for us, it's so easy to say, okay, so she's stupid. I don't know her, but doesn't mind because they said that. You know, so that's the one message that you know, the world is colorful, and we shouldn't judge other people just like with black and white colors.
That sums it up really well. So, Sonia, thank you once again for taking your time and joining us for this nice little chat here. Best of luck with, I'm not saying in Polish again, just Polish national final for Eurovision 2025.
Polskie preselekcje, myślę, że tak byłoby łatwiej. Polish preselections, I think that name will be easier, much easier for it.
I think so too.
Yes, thank you very much.
And we hope our Polish listeners vote and they watch. On Valentine's Day, I guess there'll be a lot of people at home, not out to restaurants, because they're going to be home watching the Polish selection on Valentine's Day this year. And dziękuję.
Dziękuję bardzo. Do usłyszenia.
Yeah, what a wonderful chat that was with Sonia. We'll see what rumors looks like on stage. I do think it's going to be hard to stage that, because how do you stage in a fun way stopping rumors? Like, it's, I don't know. I'm really intrigued. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
I was just about to say that we will just, you know, we just have to wait and see.
I know. So this year, when I don't have a date, I don't need an excuse to stay home because I'm watching the Polish final.
And so many
other singles will have the same excuse. It's going to be fine.
You know, so, you know.
And Sonia is also very special to us because, like you said earlier, it's our first bridge to Poland. Because when we started the podcast, the Polish final was already organized. Last year, there wasn't one. And Sebi and I did meet up with Luna on the red carpet at the Copenhagen pre-party. But this is our first genuine, like, real interview with a contestant in a Polish final. So she will always have that distinction to remember.
Yes. Oh my goodness, it's so great to make those bridges all over the Europe and world, and we are so excited that Sonia was the starting point of building that bridge. Stay with us for an Eurovision update. We're building. I really wanted to make like nice little end board here, but like obviously, you know, and we're so keeping this because I mean, you know, something fell off and this is who we are. Follow us, you know, we're building Bridges Pod pretty much everywhere. buildingbridgespod.com online. Is there anything else left to say here, Dave?
I don't know. I just got an email. That's why I dropped my phone. It's from from Eurovision. It's information about tickets.
So
who knows, maybe by the time this episode is out, we'll have tickets. Pre-sale tickets are already out. I've seen people bragging on social media that they already have their pre-sale tickets, those bastards. But for the rest of us, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, take care, and we see you very soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.